This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being here. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hey, we talked about Rashee Rice waiting on his punishment next month from the NFL for driving like a nut. We talked about the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan Wolverines, they're expecting a punishment tomorrow for their sign-stealing scandal, for recruiting violations during COVID. Yeah, the Wolverines might have won a championship two seasons ago, but now they're getting ready to be punished. And Jim Harbaugh, nobody be found. Sam LaPorta is hurt for the Lions, a minor injury. Jordan Love has surgery on his non-throwing hand. He's trying to be ready to go against the Lions in week one. The NBA has dropped its schedule. Good for them. Isaiah Bond, Quinshon Judkins. Charges against them have been dropped. They won't face any charges. Judkins can sign with the Cleveland Browns now. Isaiah Bond apparently has already signed with the Browns to play wide receiver. We talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you so much to Matt Derrick for joining us from the Chiefs Digest. We talked about the Dodgers and their fall. Padres now hold the number one spot in the NL West. Matter of fact, in 20 minutes from now, Jay Joffe is going to join us. Covers all things baseball for Fangraphs. We'll get his thoughts on the NL race, what's going on with the Yankees, and there's a lot going on in baseball. Can the Brewers keep rolling? We'll have that conversation in 20 minutes. So much more to get into. Of course, next hour, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got Kyrie Irving saying it was so hard playing with LeBron, I wasn't ready. Wayne Rooney, legendary football player, soccer player, not happy with Tom Brady. At one point in time, it was his boss, and Tom Brady was ticked off at the guy. And then we got Odell Beckham Jr. still wants to play, maybe for the Steelers. Brian Flores, he might be making a lot of money off the NFL soon. There's a lot more to get into. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You got SiriusXM, it's 375. And if you want to get a hold of me, here's another set of numbers. You want to call up, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You could find me on the internet. I exist. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And before we have this conversation with about baseball with Jay Jaffe, and speaking of the internet, Botcher, you know, I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher's in New York City. Botcher, on a scale of 1 to 10, how terrible is the internet?
Right now, in our building or just in general?
Oh, my God. What are you asking me?
Well, like, how bad's the internet? Like, there's different types of, like, the actual internet or, like, the people on the internet?
The content. You think I'm asking you about the work connection at the job?
That's what I thought.
Bro.
I was going to say it's pretty good.
I'm in Atlanta. You're in New York. We're doing a radio show that's being broadcast to God knows where, all over the place. And you think I'm asking you how good the internet is?
Boy, you framed it that way.
It's bad. No, my connection is terrible. Your connection is terrible. The fact that you and I can communicate the way that we are means the internet is bad. How bad are the people on the internet? 1 to 10. How bad is the internet?
9.7.
Damn. There's so much information out here for people to learn and for people to grow. You still think the internet is a 9.7 on a bad scale, 1 to 10?
Yes, because for every good piece of information that's on the internet,
there's
about 6 or 7 that are just stupid.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. The internet is, it's like every tool that's ever been made. You can use it for good. You can use it for bad. I can give you a hammer and you could build a house. Or I could give you a hammer and you could just go around destroying things. So everything is a tool. And the internet is just an interesting tool. People are wasting their time. People are screwing all types of things up. But the internet can be an awful place. Over the past 24 hours and maybe longer than that. What the heck is bother? Speaking of the internet, these stupid watches just going off. There's an uproar on the internet about, or social media, I should say, about some NFL teams that have decided to highlight their male cheerleaders for the 2025 season. There are grown men who are saying how they want to boycott their team, the league, because there are male cheerleaders on the sidelines. And I'm like, well, if you're a sports fan, okay, you're rooting for the team on the field, right? Or you just, of course, maybe you want to look at the cheerleaders as a man being out there obscuring your view. I don't know. Here are some teams that have added male cheerleaders. The Minnesota Vikings. The Baltimore Ravens. The Los Angeles Rams, the New Orleans Saints, the Philadelphia Eagles. Botcher, there's more. Should I keep going?
A large plethora.
Yeah. The 49ers, the Patriots, the Titans, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Panthers. They all have at least one male cheerleader for the 2025 season. And there are some men saying all the awful and terrible things that you could think about because of the fact. And I'm like, man, have we advanced? Like, is it really that big of a deal to have a male cheer because it's something that you're not used to? I mean, do I not see male cheerleaders in college football? Okay. I mean, okay, they're dancing, they're throwing people up in the air, they're catching them, they're blowing into horns. Like, what's the big deal? Because we haven't seen it in the NFL. Like, what's the big deal? I mean, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, when I go to the Hawks games, I don't know how many cheerleaders they got. I used to know some of them. I still do know some of them. But they got cheerleaders. And over the past several seasons, they've added a couple of guys in there, a couple. And then it's not like they've converted the whole team and taken the jobs away from all the women and the men are taking the women's jobs. They got like two cheerleaders. Sometimes they got one. It's like, what's the big deal? There's a guy out there dancing with a bunch of women. Great. If I want to look at the women, I can look at the women. If you want to look at the man, you can look at the man. If a man wants to dance his ass off to support a team, who cares? I want to know whether or not the Hawks are going to win or lose. Is Trae Young going to throw a lob to Porzingis? Is Porzingis going to be healthy? I mean, the New Orleans Saints going to the Superdome is nothing but a big old party. Them having a male cheerleader is not going to distract me from, A, the party in the stands, the food in the stands, and then also on the field, what the heck is Shaq doing? Is Shaq going to get the ball to Alvin Kamara, or is it going to be intercepted by the cornerback? There are more important things than worrying about a male cheerleader. You can be a male cheerleader in high school. You can be a male cheerleader in college. And now you could be a male cheerleader in the NFL, which is a $20 billion business. Think the NFL care? You think these teams care? Are they going to have protests outside because of the male cheerleader? What are we doing here? I do not care. People are saying, oh, taking jobs from the ladies, taking jobs from the women. Oh, these emasculating these men because they want to dance. Who cares? Let me know what happens on the football field. Them guys on the field, I like women. The guys watching and dancing out there not going to stop me from looking at the cheerleaders. So what's the big deal? I do not care. Ibacha, do you care?
No, I have zero care, especially because I'm watching the game. And the only time the cheerleaders are even like mentioned is like halftime maybe. And it's even like, still, I'm using the bathroom or getting a drink.
Like 2 seconds it's like 2 seconds coming back for commercial, right?
Like, who cares?
It's some lady coming back from break and she's shaking pom-poms. Like, okay, whoop-dee freaking do. Like, who cares? I remember I went to a Dolphins game, like, I don't know, 2008, 2009, 2010, around there. I went to a Dolphins game. I could not believe how many cheerleaders that they had on the field. I'm like, I get it, it's Miami. I'm like, where the heck did they get all of these cheerleaders? It had to be like 80 of them. I felt like I was in Dallas. I don't even know how many Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders there are. It's like 100 of them. I mean, here I am in Miami. If the Miami Dolphins decided to slip in three guys, ain't nobody would notice the difference. It's not a big deal. Just hyper-masculine, super-masculine man's man. We can't have male cheerleaders at the NFL game. Well, who cares? I'm here to watch the game. People are trying to watch the game. People are trying to make money. People are gambling. I don't care if the cheerleader is Bobby a man or Bobby a woman. I could care less. Let them make their money and dance their ass off. It's no big deal. People are always looking for something to whine about. Find something better to whine about. Like Brian Flores. His suit against the NFL continues on. The NFL can now be put on trial over civil claims. When Brian Flores started that lawsuit, had a bunch of other coaches sign on with him that basically said that the players were discriminated against, not the players, the coaches were discriminated against because they were black. Okay, as to what they can say, what they can't say, what their expectations are. And so a judge said, it doesn't make sense that the NFL would oversee this entire process to decide fairness. That appears to be a conflict. And there's always been a conflict when it comes down to the NFL. And, well, outside of punishing its players, why does Brian Flores have to fall under the jurisdiction of Roger Goodell? The NFL is going to look out for its interests first. It's a conflict of interest for him to oversee most of these things. And so the lawsuit can go on. Now, is Brian Flores and the coaches, are they going to settle? Are we going to find out more of the NFL's dirty laundry as it relates to things like the Rooney Rule and whether or not it's a sham? Hey, let's interview some black guys just to check a box, knowing that the black guys will never have a job. Yeah, let's listen to News CVG explain the situation with Brian Flores.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has ruled that Brian Flores can pursue his claims against NFL teams and the league in court, not arbitration. This decision is a setback for the NFL. which wanted to move the case to arbitration. Flores's lawyers see the ruling as a win for transparency and justice, challenging what they call biased arbitration practices by the league.
Well, let's see if he gets paid. He's still employed. Mike Tomlin gave him a job after the fact. He's the defensive coordinator right now for the Minnesota Vikings. Is he going to eventually settle? Or is he going to really push this? I mean, one of the big issues with Colin Kaepernick when he settled was, it's like, hey, you had all this evidence that the NFL was conspiring against you. Let's really pull the curtain back. And he didn't allow that to happen because he didn't take it to trial. He settled. And I mean, we haven't seen Colin Kaepernick since. Are we going to see the same thing with Brian Flores? He is still currently employed in the NFL. He's the DC of the Minnesota Vikings. We'll see how this shakes out. Is he going to take the money, put it towards a greater use? The NFL has a lot of money. They can make things go away. Do you want the money or do you want to go ahead and shame the league? We're going to find out. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to have a conversation with Jay Jaffe. Covers all things Major League Baseball for Fangraphs. We're going to get his thoughts on the Dodgers and whether or not they could bounce back. We'll talk about this run that the Brewers are on. Can the Yankees bounce back? We got a lot of questions. We'll be joined by Jay Jaffe from Fangraphs on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. A smart lady right there. Screw your husband. Anyway, hey, we got a lot to get into, especially on the baseball side of things. We have talked about the Dodgers and their fall over the past several days. We looked at the Mariners and their streak, the Brewers on a run as well, as we kind of blink and Are we really getting that close to fall? The answer is yes. Let's not try to rush it. To talk about all things Major League Baseball is someone who covers all things baseball for FanGraphs. Joining us right now is Jay Jaffe. Jay, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time and joining us. I think one of the biggest stories right now, we discussed it not too long before you joined us, happen to be these Dodgers who have now lost first place. Their bullpen is a mess. They have all this depth. They're spending all this money. Do you expect a bounce back from them as we continue on with the season?
Yeah, I do. I think that, this is a pretty strong team, and they've actually got probably the best rotation that they could have from among their choices right now. Ahead of them here, they've got Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell back from injuries. Clayton Kershaw is throwing well, for probably better than he has in a few years. Shohei Ohtani has rehabbed to the point that he can get them almost five innings. Didn't quite work out last night. This is where they wanted to be with the rotation. The problem is that the offense is kind of dried up. It was the strongest offense in the league for the first half of the season. But lately, besides Ohtani, there have been some slumps and some injuries. We've seen some signs here. Mookie Betts is getting going the last week or so. Freddie Freeman and Will Smith, not quite as hot as they were early in the season, but they're still, some of the best hitters in the National League right now. Real concern is getting Max Muncy back and getting Teoscar Hernandez going again.
Well, when you think about the Dodgers, the team that jumped ahead of them, and they got a big weekend series coming up starting tomorrow against those Padres, what are your thoughts on all the moves that they made? I guess the question is, can they be expected to hang tough with the Dodgers as we get through the stretch run?
Well, I like what the Padres did in filling their left field and catching situations at the deadline. Getting Ramon Laureano has been great. Ryan O'Hearn hasn't done much since being acquired, but he kind of fills that DH and first base gap where they had some light production. And Freddie Vermin at catcher, they had the worst production at catcher in the league on both sides of the ball, and he's a big upgrade there. You know, they've got just a lights out bullpen, and Mason Miller only makes it better. I'm still concerned about their rotation, though, and the fact that they've lost Michael King to the injured list again, I think is probably my big cause for concern. Yu Darvish hasn't been himself since coming back from injury. Dylan Cease hasn't looked like the guy that they traded for. Yeah. This is not a really imposing rotation, although Nick Pivetta's had a nice season. I do worry that for them that down the stretch they may struggle to get innings out of those starters.
Jay Jaffe is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, covers all things MLB for FanGraphs. Let's get out of the NL West for a second. Let's jump to the Central. Because as it stands right now, the Brewers they're on a 12-game winning streak. They got the entire state of Wisconsin getting hamburgers. You talk about injuries, they got guys like Churio that happen to be out. And they're the opposite of the Dodgers. They are absolutely raking right now. They're raking, they're stealing bases, they're doing it all. Can they be a formidable foe, or are they eventually just going to come back down to earth?
I mean, right now they're quite formidable. They don't have the star power that the Dodgers have. They don't have the power that the Dodgers have. But this is a team that doesn't have many weaknesses. They've every year the Brewers seem to do more with less than just about any team in the league. Getting by, like you said, without Jackson Churio. Some other injuries in there. The rotation, I think, is another one that I'm a little concerned about. But the Brewers have done a good job of patching things together, and they've gotten some great performances. I mean, Brandon Woodruff, after missing the better part of two seasons, has been lights out for them so far, for example. It's just an impressive job, and they put some distance between themselves and the Cubs.
When you think about the Cubs, and now the Cubs out here bringing up prospects, and what are your thoughts on what Chicago has done, what we can see from them the rest of the way?
Well, I think it's still a reasonably impressive team. I mean, this is, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong has emerged as one of the league's most valuable players thanks to his improved offense and just incredible defense. You gotta like what Kyle Tucker gives them as well. You know, pitching wise, they did a nice job the offseason getting Matthew Boyd. He's been a real find for them. The rest of the rotation, Cade Horton has been great so far. Shota Imanaga pitching pretty well. I think this is definitely a playoff team for sure. Beyond that, I don't know. I mean, you know, once you get into that wild card scrum, anything can happen in those short series.
Well, Jay, when you take a look at the standings this year, and I don't know, maybe I'm putting too much emphasis on it. I feel that even with the adjustments that we've had in the playoff seedings and formats, that there are even more haves and have-nots. Like, we got the teams that are sitting at 60-plus wins, and then we got a bunch of average teams that are just kind of coasting by. Do you feel that way as well?
Well, right now it doesn't look like we've got a whole lot of compelling races. We've seen, you know, considerable separation, you know, in terms of the teams that are going for it and the teams that aren't. I do not like the 6-team per league playoff format. I think that was a bridge too far. You're in danger of a little too much parity there. It would be a lot more interesting, I think, if we had, you know, 3 or 4 teams with 62 to 67 wins in the American League, for example, vying for 2 spots instead of 3. So, that would, I think, put a lot more pressure on these guys to perform well. Likewise in the National League, I mean, we've really got 4 teams vying for 3 spots in the wild card, and both the Mets and both the Dodgers and the Mets, I think, still have shots at their divisions, although Mets are fading pretty quickly here.
And Jay Joffe is here with us from FanGraphs. The Mets counterpart, the New York Yankees, they got Aaron Judge back. They got to be careful where they put Aaron Judge so he doesn't hurt himself again. The pitching is all over the place. You got the Blue Jays who are sitting at the top, and now they've tried to fortify their starting rotation. They got a surplus of riches now. Is Toronto really going to hold on and keep the Yankees out?
Well, you know, I mean, the Yankees are pretty banged up right now, and losing Clark Schmidt for the season along with Gerrit Cole, I mean, you know, that's it's tough to overcome losses like that. And if Max Fried doesn't turn things around after his recent slump, I am concerned about them. You know, Fried and Carlos Rodon, when they're right, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Even without Cole, but you know, the bullpen is kind of a mess, and I don't know why. Aaron Boone keeps calling Devin Williams his number. I mean, they did trade for 3 other big-name relievers at the deadline. You'd
confidence.
Think they'd be closing with some of those guys.
It's confidence, right? He needs a pat on the back. He needs a hug.
Oh, I think he needs a little bit more than a hug. I think he needs to throw strikes. You know, maybe there's some confidence there. But I don't know. I think Aaron Boone needs to throw out the blueprint he's been using here. I mean, they've squandered so many games late. They've got a terrible record in extra innings. You know, this is a team that I think should still be leading the AL East, but you know, they've played themselves out of first place here. They have a reasonably strong team. You know, I'd hate to see them waste such a strong season by Aaron Judge, but let's see. I'm looking it up. The record in extra inning games, 3-8. You can't do that and expect to win a division.
No, you can't. Well, forget division. Is there a team? And you never know. It depends on who gets hot at the end and who strikes at the right time. Is there a dark horse team that you look at here in all of baseball that go, you know what, they're not getting a lot of attention, but they have the potential to go on one of these World Series runs?
Boy, you know, it's just, there's just no powerhouse right now. So I think it really is, I think it really is pretty wide open. You know, I still think that if the Dodgers can carry some semblance of this rotation into the postseason, they're going to be the strongest team in there. But I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer your question. Nobody comes to mind as being such a sleeper that they're going to sneak up on anybody here.
Jay Joffe is here with us from Fangraphs. In conclusion, let me ask you this, get your thoughts. We've learned earlier today that Sunday Night Baseball, with all the changes in the media space, they might get picked up by everything or anyone from NBC to Apple, which already broadcast the games on Friday night. What are your thoughts on Major League Baseball's strategy in finding distribution for its properties and its games?
You know, I think it's tough because, you know, for so long ESPN has occupied that space, but the end of that relationship really opens the door for some other ideas. I have to say, I'm not particularly impressed with the quality of the Apple broadcasts, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wanted them to be better. The stupid little odds things that they put up make no sense statistically to those of us who look at these numbers for a living. You know, and just the quality of the broadcast package just isn't there. I mean, you know, I think NBC, obviously there's a lot of experience there. But you know, the landscape has really changed since they last had baseball as a marquee sport.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, man, you got me thinking about the World Series in the 90s with Bob Costas.
Exactly. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Damn. Well, thank you for the throwback, Jay. Thank you. I'm like, wait a minute. NBC. I'm like, yeah, they did for a long time. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we got to see. Times are changing. Jay, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with Fangraphs.
Yeah, sure. I'm fangraphs.com. I'm writing there generally 4 to 5 days a week. You can follow me on social media at Blue Sky. Let's see what my address is here. Jay Jaffe, JAYJFFE .BSKY.social.
Hey, Jay, thank you so much for the time and for the insight. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Shout outs to Jay Jaffe for joining us here on the JR Sport Reef Show. Covers all things Major League Baseball for Fangraphs. Wow. Major League Baseball, we haven't probably had that on NBC in, I don't know, 99? Marco Belletti, it's probably been that long, right? Like 25 years?
Yeah, about that. I want to say the last time we were doing that was, what, Bob Costas and Bob Uecker and Joe Morgan?
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere in that area, 96, 97, 98.
All those World Series, they were all on NBC. And I guess Fox picked up. Yeah, early right after 2000, Fox must have picked it up.
I think Fox's first one, if memory serves, was 96.
Not get out of here.
Because Joe Buck had the final call for the Yankees winning the World Series in 96. And I want to say that was his first World Series.
Oh, my goodness. 96?
Yeah,
now we got NBC. NBC's like, give me everything. Give me baseball, give me NFL. I like it. I've always appreciated NBC's production. And it's kind of crazy where you can kind of still have that consistency 30 and 40 years later. But I've always, like, Fox is a little too loosey-goosey for me. CBS sometimes can be a little stodgy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with NBC, you get a good balance between the two.
No doubt. No argument. They've always been good at it, all the way back to, you know, when they had the football the first time before they lost it and they get it back. They've always been good at all this. And obviously, NBA on NBC was everybody's favorite Sunday afternoon where you got that marquee game at like 3:30 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
That was the stuff. They were always good. I think they were still doing baseball in the late 90s. I don't think they had the World Series anymore.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they alternated. I don't remember. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it was. I remember watching a few of those, you know, when the Braves were out there trying to win. It was on NBC.
Bob Costas definitely had the 95 call because he still gets flack because he said the team of the 90s has their World Series with the 95 Braves. How could he possibly know that the Yankees are going to win three of the next four?
And turn it around.
Right. Yeah. How could you know that at the time? And he catches flack like, how could you give them the team of the 90s in 95? Well, I mean, we all thought the same thing, so.
Yeah. That feels like yesterday.
But yeah.
It's 2025. What are you going to do? What a world. Hey, it's nice to still be alive, though, so I'll take it. I will certainly take it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. NBC bringing all the sports back. I hope they get Sunday Night Baseball. Please, no more baseball on Apple. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get to your calls, 888-710-4ISN. And then I want to tell you about someone who's trying to come back. There's a wide receiver. First name starts with an O. Last name starts with a B. Has another initial J. He's trying to make it back to the NFL. I'm going to tell you what's going on with Odell Beckham Jr. I'll get to your calls. But right now, let's get to a news flash. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Jay Jaffe for coming through to talk to us about everything baseball, courtesy of FanGraphs. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you missed the conversation we just had, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. He still feels, despite the Dodgers falling out of first place in the National League West, the Padres taking that spot, he still thinks the Dodgers have enough firepower, especially with that starting rotation, to still go out there and compete for the World Series. Let's see what the Brewers can do the rest of the way. So we got plenty of time left in the regular season. You missed it. Go ahead. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. Maya is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Maya. What's up?
Hey, JR. Long time. I think this is the first time I've talked to you since you've been in this slot. But well, I'm glad you're still around, my brother.
Well, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. But I'm calling to mess with you.
Okay.
Look, I don't know about the rest of them teams, but the Baltimore Ravens were the first team to have what you called male cheerleaders. Now, the rest of them teams, they have actual male cheerleaders. But if you go in the Ravens app or you go to the Ravens website,
yeah,
our men are a stunt team. Their shirts say cheerleading stunt team. It's on their sleeves, everything. And don't be messing with them, because you don't want Colonel Mark Zeno to come after you. You should know Mark, because you got, man, Atlanta, y'all got two of our best radio guys, Frank Ski and Mark Zeno.
Yeah.
Mark Zeno was a Ravens stunt team member. He's a colonel in the military.
I'm trying to understand. You said you got to come after me, and then you got to tell me I got to be careful. What did I say? What did I say that was wrong?
You identified the males as cheerleaders. The Baltimore Ravens, the males, they are the stunt team.
Okay.
Somebody got to hold a young lady so they don't just fall out the sky and bust their head.
Okay.
Mark Zeno, Colonel Mark Zeno, Sports Host Mark Zeno, was a...
I'm familiar.
Raven.
I know Frank as well. But here's my point. No, I get what you're saying. Did you not just also say that they had cheerleader across their chest or their arm?
Their uniforms, they all had the same shirt. They did the most.
Wait, I'm just asking for clarity. You said that they're what are they? They're the what?
Stunt team.
They're the stunt team.
It has the script.
Okay.
But all of the male shirts, they have cheerleader, but they also say stunt team.
Okay, but it still says cheerleader and stunt team.
But when you say cheerleader, the way you say it in your voice, JR, you make it sound like
my voice.
Brother,
you
make it sound like the male cheerleader is shaking it like you're at the spot you like to hang out at when you come to Baltimore.
No, I don't care. Listen, I'm not different.
Taking it like they at Norma Jean. They just be out there on the sideline to catch the girl.
And so now it has turned into how I'm saying it. Well, let me put it to you this way, Amaya. I am not separating what happens in Baltimore versus Philly versus Tennessee versus Carolina. I'm not doing any of that. Okay? The fact is, I don't care if it's stunt team. I don't care if it happens to be cheerleader. I don't care what it is, or dance team. These are people on the sidelines, okay, that they are there supporting the team. And they have typically been called cheerleaders. And so I really think we start splitting hairs if we start going, well, they're not the cheerleaders. They the stunt team. Or that we got a stunt team, but they the cheerleaders. My overall point is, I don't care if you are male or female. Who cares? Whoever wants to go out there and dance or shake or throw somebody in the air with pom-poms or no pom-poms, what does it matter? That's my point. My point is that there are a lot of people who are upset, not about the Ravens or what they do, but there are a lot of people who are not happy that men, more males have been inserted into cheerleading teams or dance teams or whatever the heck you want to call it. There are a lot of people who are not happy.
They're in the game free. They see NFL action free. Everybody else pocketed. They got to pay out their pocket. I mean, why are you going to beat up on the Browns? Because they done found a way to get into what they like for free and save them thousands of dollars in PFL. Why can't they just be looked at as economical, thrifty brothers?
Listen, I'm not disputing. I told you I don't care. My producer, Bacha, he says he doesn't care. I don't care who's on the sidelines. I mean, what do I care? It doesn't matter to me. I'm more interested in, like, Mrs. Met, and is she leaving Mr. Met? I don't care who's dancing on the sidelines. I don't care.
Oh, man, business. See, you went back there, man. Oh, by the way, yes. I loved your guest. It just had me in tears because...
You love my what?
Orioles. I loved your guest, the baseball gentleman.
Oh,
it
Jay
just had
Jaffa,
me in tears because my poor Orioles have been playing like nasty crows with West Nile virus instead of like Orioles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It'll be okay. God bless you. You have
Next
a good
year.
Weekend there.
Well,
bye
thank
bye.
You. Thank you so much, Maya, for calling from Maryland. Yeah, but like Bacha, what's the, like, I'm splitting a cheerleader, stunt team, dance crew. What does it matter? What, same thing, right?
They're interacting with each other. Therefore, they're part of the same franchise.
Now, there are plenty of teams, especially when you start getting into college. Not so many, you know, even the pros, like there are plenty of teams that have multiple dance teams. Like here are the cheerleaders. Here's the stunt team. You know, there's a lot of teams that have that. But we really, really are splitting hairs when we start going, oh, it's the stunt team. That's not a cheerleader. Listen, anybody, I'm saying, for me, if you on the sideline and you helping to throw somebody in the air and you tossing somebody around or you're cheering or you're doing, you a cheerleader, okay. Is it that bad? I don't think it's bad. I'm not trying to, you know, emasculate someone. I'm not doing that.
You're getting paid to do something you like to do. Yeah. I'm not going to complain.
Now, I got to tell you, I don't think a lot of them get a lot of money.
Well, no,
I think over the years, they've pushed for money. And in all actuality, haven't the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, didn't they just make a whole big fit about their pay? I think they did.
They also have a whole documentary / like reality show.
Right.
I think it's on Netflix where it's like getting the auditions in, getting hired, doing all of that, and then learning the choreography. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. What do they call it? The cowgirls, right? Cowgirls.
I think so.
You see, do you think Jerry Jones will have a man out there?
I don't think he knows about, like, do you think Jerry Jones cares about that? He's trying to just make headlines.
If somebody in the office said, hey, Jerry, I think it's time for us to insert a man into the cowgirls.
Yeah, he would say no. Yeah.
They're specifically called the cowgirls. Now, that's not to say it's 2025. You can get a gentleman to be a part of the cowgirls, right?
Yeah, you can make another cheer team. So the cowboys, that's the football team.
Hey, the cowboys version too? Like the cowboys are the ones playing football.
You do like a kids version, like you know they have the kids dancers. You know,
okay.
You do like
the cowboy, no,
mini
cowboys,
you know,
like mini cowboy. No, from the football players.
No, not the players. Like you get like the kids to be like a dance team and you call them like something.
Well, you're not talking about kids. We're talking about a man. Men.
Yeah. We're talking about. Okay. Why can't I? I don't know. I'm trying
why
to help Jerry
man,
Jones here.
Why can't a man be a part of the cowgirls?
That's a good. I don't know.
So
I don't care.
They can be right.
Hey,
how about
so.
This? The Dallas Cowboy. Oh, no, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. There we go. Not cowgirls. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders recently secured a 400% pay raise after a prolonged period of dissatisfaction with their compensation. This increase follows. There we go. A 2019 settlement where the team doubled their per game pay and increased their hourly wage, stemming from a lawsuit filed by former cheerleader Erica Wilkins. Shout outs to Erica. Yeah, highlighted in the Netflix series America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. So you could add a man to the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, you can.
Yeah, and I wouldn't complain. I don't care.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, I don't know if he'd do it, though. We'll see. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll give you an update on everything that took place today. I told you about Odell Beckham Jr. trying to get back into the NFL. It's early in the season. We know he likes to pop up with like 6 weeks left. He got plenty of time. We got plenty of time, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.